Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Mbiriri.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Lovely. Great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for accepting our invite.
Yes, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Lovely. Now, we've got to talk about accountability in leadership. And by the way, those who are joining us, do make sure that you also contribute or ask questions in that discussion. And we're truly, truly hopeful that you will be part of this discussion. Now, leaders set the tone for the rest of their organization by holding themselves accountable. They inspire everyone down the line to take responsibility for their actions and follow through on their commitments. Now, without leadership accountability, however, organizations tend to suffer from misalignment, lack of ownership, and a failure to execute strategic initiatives. Now, Doc, what does it mean to be accountable as a leader?
Okay. I think from the way you've introduced, you're looking at a leader taking responsibility of their actions, you know, the decisions, and the outcomes.
Mm.
You should be able to stand by the outcomes of whatever the things that of your actions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It also means that you are somebody who is transparent.
Right.
You are a person who is, I think, answerable to your constituency, as it were. Like the people that you lead are your constituency or the people that are attached to your organization. So you should be able to, you are answerable,
mm-hmm,
and you are committed to give people information which is accurate and true.
Oh, I think the line, Doc, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, now you're back on the line. I'm not sure what happened there, but yeah, I just lost you there just for a few seconds. We are talking to Dr. Mbiriri, who is talking to us about accountability. It's a very important trait in leadership. And I think that line was not too good, but she is now back on the line. Doc, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Right. So I do apologize for that slack in our line. Please do go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So just given what being accountable means,
sure,
as a leader.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, why is accountability in leadership so important?
Accountability in leadership, you know, it's people are able to trust you,
mm,
because you are someone who can stand by their decisions, mm, whether good or bad.
Right.
You are not someone who's going to throw out whatever things when bad outcomes come. You are not a person who's going to distance themselves from bad outcomes, whether good or bad decisions. You're a person who is able to stand. So your constituents or the people who lead are able to trust you. They see you as a person of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a person, mm-hmm, who's accountable, it means that you're a person of integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And loyalty, it brings out loyalty from the people that you're leading, because they know that this person is not going to throw us under the bus. Is a leader, is accountable. I think when people are loyal to you, it will help you even to push your work, to drive results. It will help you to have people get focused on the work and to achieve the desired whatever goals and objectives that you have. Because they know you're a person of integrity. If something happens, whether good or bad, you are there for the people.
It's fine. Go ahead. If you're going.
So if you are a person who is pushing for results from your people, they will do that knowing that our leader is our bags covered, because he's a person who will not at some point distance himself or, you know. So there's then issues of transparency within the organization.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Transparency then, it promotes transparency, because you're a person who is able to stand by their decisions. You are open enough. You admit, you know, a person is accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You also admit where you've wronged.
True.
Where you've made mistakes, you admit.
Mm.
You are a person who is able to hear others out and reflect on yourself. And see, okay, as a leader, these are the areas that I need improvement, and you move like that. So it brings a culture of trust within the organization,
which is quite important. Now, what are some challenges of accountability in leadership? What makes it so difficult for some leaders?
When you're looking at the challenges that come, maybe you don't want to have negative feedback. You don't want people to see your weaknesses. And then sometimes you also just don't want criticism. So you end up shoving these other issues to other people, and you stand there, you're not accountable because you don't want to be criticized. You don't want people to see you as a weak person. And there are some people who are just arrogant, who are not accountable. So there are some personality issues where a person is just arrogant. If they don't want to be accountable to anyone. And then there are issues where you genuinely are afraid. So you are afraid that I will expose myself if people see me in this light. So you are not accountable. All the things you move pieces and whatever to other people. And, you know, and then sometimes just a way of avoiding conflict. You just don't want to be in a conflicted situation with your constituency or whoever you're reporting to, whether it's your stakeholders, is it your customers? So you just don't want to be in conflict.
Now, how should a leader handle a situation where they are accountable to multiple stakeholders with differing expectations?
You know, I've worked in a space where you have different, multiple stakeholders. In my previous job, I was managing our stakeholder relationships. You have different stakeholders, and they have different expectations. I was working in the NGO sector. So you have your donors, you have your government, you have the beneficiaries. So these people have different, they have different expectations. The donor has different expectations. The government has different expectations. The area where you're working in, where you're operating, whether is it the province or district, may have different expectations. And then the beneficiary. So navigating all those things, what I found to work for me has been clear communication. Just communicating effectively, with the expectations, so that you are not creating unrealistic expectations in any of your stakeholders. And then when you have clear communication, you find a way of balancing all these things that the different stakeholders are bringing. The different expectations from the stakeholders. When there's clear communication, which you're communicating to the whatever different layers of stakeholders, it will be easier for you to navigate around those expectations without you evading anything, but you're putting it out plainly and clearly to the different stakeholders. And it's also an issue of having a priority list, because when you have different stakeholders and they are pulling you in all directions, in all different directions, you now need to have to prioritize their expectations based on maybe impact or based on, mainly on impact. So who do I start maybe pleasing in quotes on my different these expectations, which of these expectations can cascade is a cascading effect to the expectations of the other stakeholders. So you create that priority matrix with your different stakeholder expectations. You have that matrix, and then you see how these expectations feed into each other. So, yeah, that's how you... And I think above all, I've just been talking about transparency, just being transparent.
Yeah.
It seems to help. Because the door, I have my situation where, my environment where I work. So you have your donor pulling you this way, the beneficiary pulling you this way, the government pushing you this way.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to, at the end of the day, you're supposed to have a product, you're supposed to have a program with the desired outcomes in meeting the goals that you set out from the onset.
Yeah.
But these people have different expectations altogether. So just being transparent, and it will help you as a leader. So being transparent and also taking ownership of some decisions where some things might have gone wrong. Because in your bid to manage and navigate different expectations, things may go wrong.
It's beautiful. I suppose that that transparency actually seems to be one of the cornerstones of accountable leadership there. Now, how can a leader foster a culture of accountability within their team?
As leaders, I think the first and the most important thing is you lead by example.
Yeah.
You know, for me as a public health specialist, one of the things that you that gets driven into your mind is you're a role model. You need to you lead by example.
Yes.
So if you want a culture for accountability in your organization to thrive as a leader, be accountable. You don't expect your employees or the people that you're working with or the people you're leading to be accountable when you evade accountability, when you are not transparent, when you push away responsibility, when you don't take ownership of your outcomes. So what you are simply, when you are not taking ownership of your outcomes, that is what is going to happen. Even the person on the show floor is not going to take ownership of the outcome. So, leading by example, and I think having a mechanism where you have clear expectations. So, if there are clear expectations, the person knows there are clear procedures, maybe your organizations where there are SOPs, your standard operating procedures. People know what they're supposed to do. So, when you have said all those things, defined roles and responsibility, because sometimes when things are not clear, people can easily push away things and say, no, it was not me, it was this. But when you have clear responsibilities and roles, it's easier. And then when you're also providing feedback, not to wait for things to go wrong, to provide feedback when things go wrong, but for you to be providing feedback continuously and timeously.
Beautiful stuff. Now, before I let you go, Doc, very important word to leaders out there about accountability, briefly.
I think as Christians, the Bible gives us tells us that we are supposed to be accountable. Even on the day of judgment, God will want you to be accountable for all the things that you did. So it's my responsibility as a Christian to be accountable, because at the end of the day, everything God is going to, on the judgment seat, you are expected to be accountable for all the things that you did, and you receive your package or whatever, your reward based on what you have done. So it's important that we have our ultimate accountability to God. We may evade accountability here, within our organizations, within our families, but there's ultimate accountability to God. You're not going to run away when that time comes.
Beautiful.
So you might as well be accountable to starting with the things that you're doing on a daily basis.
Lovely.
Be accountable. You don't just become a leader who's accountable when you're not accountable to your own self.
Beautiful.
So put yourself to task here.
Yeah. Well, fantastic. Dr. Mbedede, I must thank you so much for your time. Have a fantastic evening.
Thank you so much. A pleasant evening. Bye.
Goodbye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.